Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. 501.
Oh, my.
I kind of knew that was coming, though, because you just started on the energy drink there.
Yeah, that gets me going.
And the first hour, pretty
gets
much.
The juices flowing, Freddie.
Lots more Astros crap. So he's calling out other teams and players for their cheating hypocrisy. Doesn't mean we're in denial or unaccepting of our own team's faults.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, because you're just trying to deflect.
Exactly. So just because we accept that we cheated and on being the villain doesn't mean we have to accept the unfair bleep storm being thrown our way. Sure you do, because
it's not an unfair bleep storm.
It's not unfair at all.
It's a completely fair bleep storm. That the Astros, be mad at the Astros. They brought this bleep storm. It's perfectly fair.
And yes,
it's not unfair. It's not unfair at all.
So it's two separate discussions. No, it's not. The only reason you're bringing it up is to try to deflect from what your guys
did. That's it.
That's the only reason to bring it up.
You're like the guy, your wife catches you cheating on her, and you're like, yeah, well, you haven't cleaned the house in a week. I mean, dude, you're busted. Just own it.
No, the reality is Astros fans are basically the ones who got caught cheating on their wife, and they're trying to say, oh, well, look, but Bob in accounting cheats on his wife.
Right. You're trying to bring other people down with you.
Yeah. Just
take your fall, climb back up.
Yeah. Let it go. Relax. Oh, well.
And that's why, man, this season on the field is so important for the Astros, because if they can win this year, it's a big F you to everybody.
Yeah. And that, I mean, how sweet will that be? That's what you should be hoping for.
And the truth of the matter is, and you and I have discussed this on the show for a long time, after this year, it gets really, really difficult to see this team as a championship contender.
Agreed.
Unless something major changes. But
yeah, Whitley comes up and turns into Garrett Cole.
Right. This seems like the last hurrah with this bunch of guys. I may be wrong, but if I were a betting man, this is their best chance in the next 5 years.
And you are a betting man.
I am.
So, a couple NFL things to get to. Greg Olsen signed with Seattle.
G-Rig.
A 1-year deal worth $7 million, 5.5 in guaranteed money. And somebody was asking, what should the Texans have looked at that? I don't think he had any interest in coming to the Texans.
I don't think so either.
So, and they've got 500 tight ends.
Yeah.
One of them has to work out. I mean, I like the guy, and that's a fair price, I think.
That's a nice weapon for Russell Wilson.
And that's the thing that I think Seattle has to do this year is go get some weapons for Russell Wilson. Because, I mean, you're not going to be the Legion of Boom anymore. You're going to have to be a team that Russell Wilson outscores the other team.
Yeah.
So go get him some weapons. So I like that.
And really, they just need some guys who can stay healthy. DK Metcalf looks like...
Yeah, it looks like
he's the truth. And Tyler Lockett gives you an outstanding deep threat. He's got to stay healthy. But I think adding this, it certainly isn't. I mean,
like
they were throwing out like Will Disley and Luke Wilson with two L's. I mean, it was tough at tight end for the Seahawks last year. And when the Seahawks were at their best, Jimmy Graham and, you know, guys were making big plays from that position. They didn't have that this year.
Yeah, I think add this, get another receiver to go with Metcalf, another big, quick guy like that, and then I think you've got to fix running back too. And the offensive line. The offensive line was kind of a mess. If you can do some of that, you're not going to get it all done, but it'll sort of change what the Seahawks have been when they've won. but I like their chances because you basically hitched your wagon to Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And that's the right move. Now give him everything he needs. I like it. And then Drew Brees will be back next year. Not that any of us thought that he wouldn't.
Yeah.
So that's some NFL news for you.
Were you not a are you not a buyer on like Chris Carson and
no.
Okay.
Not really. So but 713-780 ESPN 713-780.
That was refreshing talking football for 30 seconds.
Yeah,
I feel rejuvenated.
Except then I go back and try to catch up on the text and it's like I can't do it anymore. I can't do it.
I can't believe someone said the unfair bleep storm.
Yeah, no, it's completely fair, guys.
That's a crazy thing to say. We're being mistreated.
Lamont saying, can you explain how Olsen signed with before the official free agent? Because he got waived.
Yeah, he was released.
Yeah, so Beasley should be eligible to sign as well. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
More and more stuff leaning, and I guess this is a sort of an NBA story, sort of a college basketball story. I don't know
okay.
Where it falls exactly. I think it's a current NBA story that's about to become a college basketball story. But it looks like John Beilein is not going to be the coach of the Cavaliers anymore.
Yeah.
And they're saying as early as Wednesday, which would get him back, basically he'd be out before the All-Star break's over. I think that basically the Cavs have already decided that they don't want to bring him back next season.
Right.
And he's probably in a position where he'd like to get a head start on getting a college job, which, let's face it, we're 1 month, a little under a month from Selection Sunday, which means some college jobs are going to be opening up about the day after Selection Sunday.
Right.
So he's probably trying to get a jump start on that. I think he's a guy who realized that it was always his goal to coach in the NBA. He felt like if he'd never gave it a try, he'd be disappointed. I think he gave it a try and realized, damn, I'm a really good college basketball coach. So it looks like it's gonna go away. There's been some problems. I mean, the thugs that he said, like calling players thugs in the locker room during a film session, said he meant to say slugs. I don't know if you can sell that.
That's just an outright lie.
But basically, he came in to a roster that never had a chance of winning this season. And not surprisingly, they haven't won. So I think he wants to get back to college. They're talking about basically a settlement, not a buyout necessarily, but like hey, this is what it'll take for us to both go our separate ways. And he had 4 years left on his contract, which is a lot. But we've been talking about teams who are probably going to be looking for a new coach, and your Texas Longhorns are amongst them. Because at this point, it'll take a miracle to save Shaka Smart's job.
Yeah, like winning the tournament.
Basically winning the Big 12 tournament. And
that ain't happening.
And John Beilein is the kind of guy that Texas is going to look at, almost certainly going to look at. And he's going to look at that as a job that it's not as prestigious as Michigan basketball. But the money's right, and it's a big boy job in a big boy conference. And basically, he did all he can do in the Big Ten. He won the Big Ten. He conquered. He won a national championship out there. If he can go do anything close to that in the Big 12, he's turning into like one of the great coaches of all time. So I think it ends up being a good fit for everybody. There's some now. There's going to be other jobs open. Georgia Tech will probably be open. I can't imagine Josh Pastner gets to have four losing seasons in a row and keep working.
That's almost a given.
Boston College will probably be open. But if you're a guy like John Beilein, are you looking at Boston College, Georgia Tech, or Texas? I mean, I don't even think it's a discussion.
Yeah, unless you want to be in an actual basketball school.
Now there's that.
And
but it is, I mean, is Georgia Tech really that?
More so than Texas.
Okay. Boston College is still going to be a football school.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what I would characterize Boston College as other than irrelevant.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if you had all your
success, there'll be other good jobs open though besides Texas.
If you had all your success at Michigan, do you really care if you're coaching at a quote unquote basketball school? You won a national championship at Michigan.
Yeah, but you know, they said, I don't know what's in the guy's head. He may want to coach someplace where that's important and they'll pay you a lot more money. So
I know, I don't know if anybody's going to pay him more money than Texas will.
Yeah, there's
no jobs that are going to be open.
Well, that we don't know what jobs are going to be open. What if somebody pulls what he did?
No, that's possible.
You think Florida's going to be open?
That's possible, but they won't pay more money than Texas.
I bet you they pay pretty close to the same thing, although it's the same deal. It's football school, but it's a better basketball school.
Certainly.
I don't know. I don't think it's a lock that Texas would necessarily be his first choice.
I don't know that it would be either, but I'm just, it seems like a fit knowing that he's probably.
I thought you were planning on stealing Texas Tech's coach the whole time.
Well, I think that should still be Texas' first call. But if he is indeed happy at Texas Tech, John Beilein's not a bad
fallback plan. I think it would be a really good hire.
Another possibility that I just thought of now while we're having this discussion that might open up is Notre Dame.
Not a great basketball school.
They're
going to
miss the tournament again, but he knows that region of the country.
I don't know. That
I'd probably rather. I'd coach at Texas.
I'd rather coach at Texas. Yeah.
But yeah, it is interesting that not even a full season. Out of there.
Yeah. All right. Gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Little correction here.
Yeah, someone said, are you saying Beilein won a national championship in Michigan because they were runner-up and Louisville was required to vacate that title? No, that was a slip of the tongue. I was trying to say that they won the Big Ten championship and played for a national championship. I was wrong. Fred told me what I said, so they did not. They went to two Final Fours under Beilein, lost in the championship game to some team that I can't find somehow because they apparently didn't win a championship that year.
That's what happens when you strip a title.
Yeah, you're just vanished from
that. That doesn't mean that Michigan gets to be the champion now.
But yeah, that's on me. I made a mistake on that. This is a weird thing. Asking for a friend is saying I'm being a hypocrite. Why don't you tell Patrick Creighton that? That's all he did today. How do you sit here and tell listeners they need to stop when your own talent did this for a bleeping hour today? Come on, hypocrisy doesn't fit the show. You can't get up at arms and listeners when your talent has been spewing the same exact thing today. You realize I don't write a script for everybody on this station. That's not exactly what my job entails as program director. I don't write takes for guys. I don't tell guys how to feel. Do I think Patrick's absolutely wrong about that? Yes, because Patrick Creighton's acting like one of these guys who's, you know, thinks everybody's out to get the Astros. I think he's wrong. Does that make me a hypocrite for disagreeing with him? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I disagree with almost every take that he has about it. And a lot of the things that I'm complaining about, he does. And that's okay. But that's his show. And I think you want people to be themselves and have their own takes and not just parrot what you say. I mean, they might have a better show.
Well, he says he character assassinated Mike Trout, went off on L.A. for another segment, and just pulled out his fanboy suit and strutted that 1979 POS around. If your listeners hear this bleep all day, how can it not be what they then try to have a take on it? I don't know. I'm not in charge of what the listeners ingest all day. I can't control what other hosts say or how they feel about things. This is my opinion on it. If you disagree with it, that's fine. But it doesn't make me a hypocrite to have a differing opinion from someone else that works at the station. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Boy, you guys are finding some really weak things to complain about today.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I've got to have the same opinion as Patrick Creighton now, or I'm a hypocrite? Is that a joke? Jeez.
It's Tuesday.
My job's gotten a lot harder if that's the case.
It's Tuesday. What are you going to do? So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Saying non-sports, but what did you dislike about higher ed? I worked at the place you worked at, and I've said this before. I enjoyed the students there. I enjoyed the teaching aspect of it. I hated that it was managed by people who'd never managed things in their life. They were former teachers who were thrust into management positions. And they just weren't very good. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
And I guess Rob Manfred is now under more heat. Did you see the latest with him?
No, what did he do now?
He called the World Series trophy a piece of metal
yesterday.
Oh,
yeah, I saw that.
Then today he came out and said... In an effort to make a rhetorical point, I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way. It was a mistake to say what I said. And now people are like, you should resign as commissioner. Like, really? Because he called it. Guess what? The trophy is a piece of metal. I hate to break this to everybody. It's a piece of metal. He's right. And now,
oh, God,
baseball fan is the, you guys are the absolute worst. Like, this is the game that cheats more than any other game, and a little cheating happens, and everyone's like, I can't believe they've ruined the sanctity of the game. Give me a break with that nonsense. All this, the history of this game is one cheating scandal after another. If any championship trophy in sports means less, I'd like to know what it is. Because no other sport has had this many cheating scandals throughout its history. And now that you got to resign because you called the trophy a piece of metal. And he has to come out and apologize. Oh, boy. Baseball fan, especially when something like this fires off, baseball fan turns into such a weird dude.
I'm just glad they still have fans. I thought they were all dying off. So... That's the positive I'm taking from this, is there's actually people out there who care about baseball.
Yeah. Lamont says, not that I agree, but I think what the fan is saying is, why don't you blast your talent the way you blast the fans? I've said on this show before, I think Patrick Creighton's been ridiculous about this whole thing. This isn't the first time I've mentioned him. I think he goes overboard with it. I don't know why. He's beating a drum that no one's listening to, except Astro fan. I mean, if that's his move, that's cool. Every guy's going to have a different take on it. It's not my job to tell guys what to think. But do I think Patrick's ridiculous on this? Yes. Am I going to tell him to not do his show that way, or it's hypocrisy if I let him do a show that way? It's ridiculous if I didn't let him do a show that way. You're not allowed to say... That's not how this station works. Now, at 790, there's guys who aren't allowed to say things about this right now. They're having a tiptoe.
Yep.
That's not how it works here.
And, hey, that's what he believes. But I'm on record as saying I think it's kind of silly. And a lot of the things that I've heard him say are a lot of things that I've heard fans say. And I just say, you know what? Don't care for either one of them. I'm a Patriots fan, and we cheat a whole lot. But, damn, MLB is some savages. Yeah, when Patriots fans looking at you going, we're not so bad. 281, is Creighton beating a trash can no one is listening to?
That's what I should have used that instead of a drum.
Yeah. So if a trash can is banged in the studio and no one hears it, did it really happen? I think these are the more important questions.
Yeah.
Hypocrite.
And like what LeBron's saying is, people keep tweeting or texting me LeBron what he had to say. And listen, I know I don't play baseball, but I am in sports. Thank you, LeBron. And if I know if someone cheated me out of winning the title and I found out about it, I would be bleeping irate. I mean, like uncontrollable about what I could do. Listen here, baseball commissioner. Listen to your player speaking about how disgusted, mad, hurt, broken, etc. about this. Literally, the ball is in your court, or should I say field, and you need to fix this for the sake of sports. Just my thoughts coming from a sports junkie, regardless of my own sport I play. Again, fix it how? What's the answer? Beyond strip the title, which is ridiculous and stupid, and punish the players, which is
they
impossible.
They can't do now. So that beating that trash can is futile because you can't do it. It's, you know, you gave them immunity, and that's that. So, yeah, I guess you can scream into the wind all you want, and LeBron, yeah. I guess everybody feels like they're important enough to have a take on this, including LeBron. And, okay, good for you. But, again, what's the answer?
Well, I give up on this, asking for a friend. You don't understand how radio works, dude. He says, my hypocrisy comes in this. If you get up in arms about a viewer's take and do not do the same thing to your talent, that's what I find hypocritical. He ruined a show today. You didn't have to listen to it today. I mean, if you don't like someone's opinion, don't listen to them. Again, I can't control what Patrick says when he's on the air. I don't write a script for guys. That's not how radio works. And I've said, I think Patrick's wrong. I think he's ridiculous. Does that mean I should not let him on the air, not let him have the opinion? What is this, communist China? Am I Kim Jong-un? I'm going to make Patrick Creighton have the same haircut as me? Ridiculous.
I don't know. I like the whole China thing.
I didn't mean to say anything bad about China. I hope I don't cost our company money. I know Sports Map is huge in China.
Oh, it is. It is. It's the best. It's tremendous. And it's only good people. There's no bad people in China. You need to understand that.
That's right.
And that it's a sovereignty thing. So just back the bleep off,
Steven. Joke's on LeBron. Cavs front office cheated him out of a title for years. That's an excellent point.
Grimjow on the Twitch says, "Plot twist: the trophy's made of aluminum."
Oh. Well, I think aluminum is technically metal.
Yeah, I guess. Still. Oh, man.
Well, I don't know if Lawyer Dave can help the Astros, but
no, but he can help you. If you've been in an accident or if you've had a bad experience with a doctor or a hospital, Lawyer Dave is your man. What's going on, Dave?
Well, I am just getting into traffic right now, and I've got a little story to tell you. A couple came in yesterday, Aldo and Kristen. Kristen was in a bad wreck, and the people that were responsible for the accident, the insurance company, guess how much money they sent her to settle?
How much?
$500.
Bleep that. That's a hey man, bleep that.
I'm telling you, I bleep that indeed. Insurance companies have to do their job. I don't hate them for it. But you blitzers, you better call Lawyer Dave, Houston-based Lawyer David Mestemaker, at 713-626-8900 so you don't get fooled or potentially fooled by these guys for the insurance company.
Yeah, and when you go after these guys, basically you don't get paid unless they win. They don't have to take any money out of pocket, right?
Absolutely right. We ride this case together to the very end. Win, lose, or draw, and most of the time, thank goodness, we win. Well, we settle. But either way, no money out of the client's pocket. And if they don't have any money to go see a doctor, what do I do for them, Fred?
That's right. You'll take care of that. They don't pay for that until they win the case because you like to bet on yourself and on them.
Exactly right. They don't have to pay any money out of pocket to see a doctor and get the care they need that a lot of times people just flat can't afford.
And give him a call, because even if it's not something he does, he can put you with the right person if he thinks you have a case. And if you get an accident, the first thing you need to do, tell them where to call, Dave.
They better dial Dave at 713-626-8900 or LawyerDave.com or LawyerDaveLaw is my Twitter handle. Or last but certainly not least, get a hold of me through Fred or AJ.
Yeah, you can always hit us up if you can't remember any of that, and we'll get you in touch with him at 713-626-8900. Tell him what to do.
Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Rob says aluminum is classified as a metal on the periodic table.
See, I'm a genius.
Longhorn Dimitri says, breaking news, China Map just canceled their deal with ESPN 97.5. Thanks, dickweed. Thanks
a lot.
At least
we still have North Korea Map.
Yeah, well, that one hasn't launched yet.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Hey, we're having a hard time getting it off the ground.
Yeah, it's like they're missiles. Rob said, did you say banging trash cans in the studio? Did you hire my ex?
No. Oh.
And he said, also, the Astros cheat talk sucks so much. I hate it, but unfortunately, what are you going to do? It's not going away. I mean, look at the freaking board. And it's just full of people wanting to talk about it.
Boy.
You know what? How about this? This segment, and then we're done with it for the day. Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you pick some people there, because somebody put the names in little letters and I can't read it.
Let's just go down the line. Let's go with Joe. Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Sports, Joe.
Yeah, that's the first time caller. I'm calling from the Golden Triangle area.
Well, hello there.
And I don't know what gets me is how these people think this has just started going on. I'm an old coach from the 70s, and my job back then was to steal signals. I mean, I could take film and look at it and come back in the next week and tell you what the other team was going to run. I did two internships in Houston with Buddy Ryan, of all people, years and years ago. And then I kept coaching and kind of got more into the summer leagues. Highest I went was I coached a couple of semi-pro teams. But like I said, what still gets to me is how they think this has just started. I mean, this has been going on for years and years and years. And for 1 year, like I say, that was my job to study film and steal signals. So that's just all I've got to say. I want to tell you I do a good job, and I like listening to y'all.
All right. Well, thank you.
Who's next?
Let's go G.
Hello. You're on.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Appreciate the phone call. Hey, I just wanted to speak on the forgiveness of LeBron James. He's not fooling nobody, man. He can move around with his old statement he's going on with. I find it funny that he decides to wait for the fact that he plays for the Lakers, and the biggest crybabies of the whole situation are the Dodgers. And now he wants to make a comment. I just find that funny, you know, because, I mean, one could argue that he tried to do the same thing by going to Miami to enhance his chances of winning a title. While it might be apples to oranges, the situation, obviously, he did what he had to do to enhance his chances, you know. So, yeah, I appreciate the time. I just hang up on this.
All right.
Okay.
Bringing it back to LeBron. Hello, Davey.
Hello.
Hello, Davey.
Hey, guys. This is Dave Wolf. I don't get to call in very often because I'm always working, but I just wanted to tell you guys that you're my favorite sports show, first of all. Sports to you. Second of all, I've been a Houston Astros fan. My first game was in the Dome when I was 11 years old. Huge fan. But when you do the crime, you kind of do the time. I hate to see it. But I'll be honest, you know, and of course more is going to come out with more teams and more this and more that, but we shouldn't really deflect what the Astros have done or haven't done to other teams when it's just plain and simple out there, out in the open, out in the blue. The guys cheated, you know, as much as I love them. You know, they did what they did. And I will say at my house, there was no particular damage of trash cans. But like I said, I love you guys very much. Greatest sports show on radio. But and I still stand by my opinion. The idea that the Astros did what they did does kind of break my heart a little bit, because I'm a lifelong fan. I'll be 39 in May, and I've been watching these guys since I was a little kid with, you know, the bright starry eyes, you know, and it's kind of a kind of one of those things where you get popped and you just kind of gotta deal with it, you know. Again, I love you guys very much, but I have to be on the side of justice in spite of the fact that it's my favorite team, you know.
All right. Yeah. I don't know what justice needs to be done. Again, I feel like they've been punished. Like, what was the fine?
$5 million. I mean, and that actually isn't going to hurt them much, because they would have had to pay their draft picks that much.
Right.
So the fine really wasn't anything.
But let's also, like, listen, nobody who's calling for more than this is going to sneeze at $5 million, first of all.
If you are.
Losing multiple draft picks is not a small thing. That's not a small thing. And especially, like we just said, your window is kind of coming to an end. And like I said, you lost one of the best managers in the game, and you lost what I think was the best general manager in the game. They got punished. And again, as far as the players, while there's no suspensions, because there can't be, they've got the stink on them for good, the permanent stink.
Oh, yeah, believe me, we talked about this earlier. When you start getting to MVP talk, no matter how good Altuve or Bregman or Springer, if he stays healthy, no matter how good a season they're having, they ain't winning.
Well, not only that, you think George Springer's agent thinks he's got the same negotiating power he did 6 months ago? No way.
Here's one thing that I do think is fair for fans to kind of be pissed off about. 832 says, the frustrating thing about the cheating reactions and all the accusations, some of them are based on zero facts. For example, the Altuve buzzer that keeps getting propagated. That, and I guess somebody doctored a video of Altuve after the home run against the Yankees and made it look like he ran straight into the dugout, which he didn't do. That kind of stuff is just stupid. I'm sorry. Yeah, and the fact that people look at that stuff and think that it's real. I don't know.
Billy.
Oh, yeah, your first time caller here, Billy from Santa Fe.
Hello, Billy from Santa Fe.
Hey, you kind of answered my question on the last call but my question was, do you think they're going to be getting all-star snob now? And two, do you think the commissioner is going to handle the Red Sox differently since all the backlash he's receiving from this?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with the Red Sox. I don't think that the Red Sox will be punished more harshly than the Astros. I don't think they're going to strip the Red Sox title and not the Astros. That wouldn't make any sense. But nor do I think they should strip the Red Sox title. They're not going to suspend any players from the Red Sox. Essentially, the Red Sox, besides the – and they haven't done any of the fines and draft pick stuff with the Red Sox yet, have they?
No.
No, they haven't finished the investigation yet.
Well, my guess is their punishment is going to end up very similar to the Astros. They fired a manager over it. I don't know who else will go down for it, you know, because let's also remember, really the manager and GM here got suspended, and Jim Crane fired them out of damage control or pressure from Major League Baseball. I don't know which it was. I think that's probably if the Red Sox are found to be as guilty as the Astros were, it'll be the same punishment for them.
which I'm sure they'll get off lighter because they're Boston.
Jeffrey.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports, Jeff.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in real quick because maybe I've missed this or maybe it hasn't been touched on enough. But what this boils down to basically is just sign stealing, correct? And which happens, you know, granted we went a little more in-depth with it, but this happens all the time. So my thing is, as a catcher, if you know your signs are getting stolen, which a lot of these teams suspected it, why not just change your signs?
Because I think even with our, you know, the 12-year-olds that I help coach, it's – you change up your signs when there's a runner on second base because you feel like now there's someone there to get your signs. I mean, if you're not always thinking that someone's stealing your signs when there's no one on base. I don't think that it was just as simple as, oh, well, let's switch. I mean, and eventually if you say, okay, we're going to throw down a 2 for fastball and you've got a live video feed and you see a 2 get thrown down 6 times in a row and 6 times it's a fastball, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that 2 is a fastball for these guys. But remember, pitchers and catchers are creatures of habit. They don't want to have to switch up signs if they don't have to. They do it when runners are on second begrudgingly.
All right, can we now officially cut this off for the rest of the show?
Fine with me.
Good.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right. We're going to transition to a Zadok Jewelers gem
moving
of
on.
The day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I think baseball fans are the absolute worst.
Are they?
I think so.
Boy, Rocket fan can give them a run at times.
I don't know. I think I'm talking about in general, not just Astros fans.
Oh.
I think in general. All right, well, here's one that's even worse.
I generally like Astro fan, honestly. But this is it's just obnoxious.
I'm sick of all of them because this just needs to go away. It just needs to go away so I can get back to talking about little people strippers. But here's a baseball fan that really is the worst. That's what I was trying to transition to. So you didn't really help me with that.
Sorry.
So thanks for kind of leaving me hanging. Gina Devasahayam.
That's a made-up name.
Claims to be the founder and CEO of a biotechnology company. Was kicked out of Camden Yards in Baltimore last August for trying to sneak into the visitor's clubhouse. And was removed from Yankee Stadium in October. Apparently, she has been stalking Brett Gardner. And now she's filed a lawsuit where she says, I request the court to grant me access to the stadium in accordance with MLB fan policy. And also in accordance with significant other of MLB player Brett Gardner, I am a Yankees fan and also the future wife of Brett Gardner. And she's filed a lawsuit.
How's that working out?
I don't think it's going to, but she's had some really weird tweets about it. But she states in the lawsuit that Gardner motions with his hip on the stairs as though he is having sexual intercourse with me. Makes a sad face during home games when she does not attend, and that the Yankees have hacked into her Twitter account to steal her intellectual property. She also has sued the Yankees in Major League Baseball, and she said the fact that Gardner is married is not of importance. Yeah. Well, I'm scared of this woman.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just absolutely frightening. So she's going through some of her tweets. It's ridiculous. Our romance is working wonders for both of us. 26 home run, the best season ever. Ejected by MLB because they don't want you to bang me in the dugout while I'm dominating play. You're a fascinating beast, Guardy.
Brett Gardner?
And yeah, and then you push me and
chicks
want to
love bald dudes. I'll tell
and
you what.
Want to bleep me.
Does Brett Gardner know about this?
Well, he does now because he just got sued. So,
listen, he wants to bang her. He just hasn't been able to find her.
Well, I'd be worried that. Well, if you saw her picture.
Oh,
you wouldn't.
No,
I'd be worried that maybe he hooked up with her once, and because that can happen. You know.
Yeah.
But.
Anyway. Man, we're not here to judge.
No. And
that's what Gardy's into.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe there's some people that would find her attractive.
There's some people who wouldn't.
And I would say there's more who wouldn't. I'm just speculating because you never know what people are going to like, right?
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks, they say.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Somebody says, screw baseball. How about a hockey play for tonight? Gave out two at 4:15 today. So, yeah, he did file a restraining order on her.
Good call.
And
good call.
Somebody said, slump buster.
Poor Gardy.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of Gardy's, but you just got to watch it sometime.
Don't you like about Brett Gardner?
He's one of those evil. I'm not even going to get started again because
you're trying to stir things up between Astro and Yankee fan as if it's not bad enough.
No.
Everybody's getting along. You want to go and ruffle feathers?
I don't know. I was just trying to do a gem of the day and, kind of keep it with the theme.
Okay.
Because I had some other ones.
Yeah, it works.
I had some other ones that were pretty good. I've got a guy who skips out on a sex assault trial and then meets a Michigan girl online while he's... Yeah, that was pretty harsh.
Seems like a poor decision.
I had one where a plane made an emergency landing because a drunk passenger started eating his mobile phone.
Also seems like a poor decision, but yeah. I mean, who is that really hurting other than him?
Well, I mean, it depends what the phone tastes like. Yeah. And it's probably just crunchy.
Probably also, was it Spirit Airlines? Sometimes they don't offer a snack.
Yeah, and if they do, it costs you a bunch of money.
Yeah, you ain't trying to pay $20 for that bag of pretzels. I'll eat my phone in protest.
Well, if you're drunk enough that you start eating your phone, you probably need to be off the plane.
Could be on the keto diet.
Okay.
We found that yesterday. To tie everything back.
Oh, man. Yeah, you just looped it all back to the very beginning. So, I keep saying this all the time, and they keep doing it, but we need to back off the reboots. You see what they're making a reboot of now?
No.
And... I don't think anyone out there is clamoring for this. Escape from New York.
Oh, no. Wasn't Escape from New York just a reboot of Escape from L.A.?
No, Escape from L.A. was the sequel to Escape from New York. It was sort of a reboot sequel.
Yeah, it was just escaping a different city.
Right, and it was equally bad. Now, listen, I'm a big fan of Snake Plissken. Love me some Snake Plissken, but... That movie was awful. I mean, I don't know why on earth
is Kurt Russell still going to be the guy?
I hope so, because Kurt Russell's
that makes
badass.
It interesting.
Yeah, if Kurt Russell's still doing it, but no, it's a reboot, so it's not going to be Kurt Russell.
Is John Carpenter going to be directing?
Apparently so.
Boy, is he falling on really hard times?
He must have. Yeah.
I wish he would just do horror movies. Imagine the dude that did Halloween is now like. You know what I need to do? Escape from New York again. Damn it. It's okay to reboot horror movies.
Yeah, because...
People, there's no expectations.
Right.
I guess there's not really expectations of Escape from New York.
Yeah, either. I mean, at least in Escape from New York, they didn't surf out of the city like they did in Escape from L.A. But some fans are hoping to see Russell's son, Wyatt, get the role.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I don't know anything about his son, Wyatt. But they haven't gotten Carpenter involved yet, but they're hoping
That's what they're hoping for.
Yeah. If I'm him, I'm like,
I don't think he's done anything in quite some time. At least, directed anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time I saw something of his.
I think the last time I saw something of his was Escape from L.A.
And that was a long time ago. That was 90s, right?
Mid-90s.
So he did Big Trouble in Little China. I like that one.
That's a long time ago.
He did Christine. That was 83.
Yep.
That was one of the good Stephen Kings.
He did The Thing.
Yes.
That's a good one.
And he did the Halloween in 2018, the 2018 yep. Halloween.
I forgot that he did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was trying to. I guess that does have to count.
But he's had a lot of. I mean, his heyday there was basically 80, well, Halloween in 78.
It was the late 70s to the mid 80s.
Yeah. I think Big Trouble in Little China was probably his last one in 86.
He was the composer and the executive producer on Halloween in 2018. He didn't direct that.
Okay. It says directed on here. So
no, yeah. David Gordon Green directed that.
Wow, did you know that Escape from L.A. was 15 years after Escape from New York?
No.
Yeah, Escape from New York was 1981. Escape from L.A. was 1996.
Oh, boy.
So, regardless, I don't think we need a new Escape from New York. That's just me.
You know who was one of the writers on that 2018 Halloween? Danny McBride.
Oh, really?
Yep. It was actually pretty good, I'll be honest. Of course, I've never watched a Halloween movie besides Halloween 3, which didn't have Michael Myers in it. But every other Halloween movie I've ever watched, I've been like, yeah, I like that. I like the Rob Zombie Halloweens. I like all the sequels except for Halloween 3. There's no Michael Myers, and I don't know why you would have that in the whole lineup.
Yeah.
But John Carpenter, a legend to me for doing Halloween. I hope he says no to this project.
Yeah, I don't need to see it. And I don't need to see Kurt Russell's son do it. I mean, Snake Plissken was the best. You're not going to get a better actor for that.
And by the way, do you really want a 70-something-year-old director who hasn't directed anything in 20 years?
Cut, AJ. His hair's not long enough.
But if he went to see Dr. Linville, it would be. And guys, that's what I did back in July. And man, it makes all the difference in the world. I've actually got hair again, and it's awesome. And it's the cool thing about this, and I had looked into a bunch of stuff, but none of it felt right. This isn't hair plugs. This isn't a wig. It's your own hair. Basically, they take the hair from the back of your head and they put it to where it's not. And I get asked about cost a lot, and so it just depends on how much they have to do. Now, in my case, I had to move 2,451 follicles. So what you need to do is go get your consultation at 975hair.com and talk to Dr. Linville. And the cool thing is when you sit down with him, take a look at his hair because he had it done too, and his hair looks fantastic. So the consultation is at 975hair.com, and I guarantee you, you're going to feel better about yourself. And it's just a cool thing to actually have bad hair days now and good hair days because I actually have hair, and it really has grown out nicely. Dr. Linville's great. Go and talk to him. If you're on the fence about it at all, 975hair.com. Get your hair back today.